What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting these possibilities for you to consider, enabling you to come up with your own conclusions. Ladies and gentlemen, code breakers around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan. I'm going to be your tour guide for this presentation on Ozzy Osbourne, the great, the late Ozzy Osbourne. This is Ozzy Other Side Decoded. In the background, I have a cover song, if it's still playing. Can't use his music. Tried to do that with a live presentation just yesterday, and it got banned within a few minutes. So I just got wised up and decided to use a cover song. But, you know, the song that came to my mind really after I heard of his passing was that song, Other Side, immediately. One of my favorite songs by him. And I got a lot of requests to do this. So we have a lot of Black Sabbath fans, Ozzy fans, myself included. So this one's for Ozzy, man. You know, whatever this looks like, Other Side, and I'm going to touch on this. Do we get reincarnated? Do we go to another side? Do we go to a different place? Well, let's kind of give you the obvious things here. And I'm going to start with a scripted reality. Ozzy Osbourne was living under a predestined script, just like you and I are. This was very clear here. Passing at the age of 76, and the element on the periodic table, and many of you caught this. Well, I named it with the Z there in tribute to Ozzy. It's osmium. It's spelled O-S, but yeah, 70. So come on, folks. I mean, how does it come out like this? I doubt Ozzy was trying to plan his death around the periodic table. But as fate would have it, predestination kicks in and we live in a scripted reality. So maybe you'll start looking at the periodic table a little bit differently if you have not done so as of yet. So that's the obvious, right? Let's get the other obvious out of the way. Well, when you take a look at his born day and his death day, that forms the 322. Born on December 3rd, died on the 22nd of July. 322. When you say skull and bones, folks, this is how scripted this whole thing is. That's a 49, and you know, the tools I have, the numerology, we go to the cards, the playing cards, there are 52 cards in a deck. 52 weeks in the year, 4 suits, 4 seasons. The 49th card is the 10 of spades. The completion. Tens are completion. This is the black castle on the chessboard. And this card turns into the 10 of swords. Which, I mean, it means death. That's what happened to him. And to make it even more scripted, is that this year's card for 2025 is the 10 of spades. I covered this in my Ice LA Decoded. Here is the formula. You can pause this. I'm not going to go through all this. But if you want to know what your birth year of your card is, you can find it using this formula. But this card is the card of 2025. And his born and death day is skull and bones, which leads to the 49th card, this is the 60th card in the deck, because the spades are the swords. Come on, man, this is a script, no matter what, doesn't take anything away from the greatness of John Michael Osborne, Ozzy. And I'm a huge fan, man, especially Sabbath. You know? So when we go to his death solar spread, go right to the cards, man. The cards are an oracle. You go to see, he died on Set 76. It's ruled by Poseidon, Neptune. And here is his card right there. And it's literally sitting in the 49th space. Ozzy was born on December 3rd. He's the Two of Diamonds. Here it is in the tarot. It's literally sitting in space number 49. These are all numbered like a bingo chart. And there's that 10 of spades, which is the card for 2025. Is this just a mere coincidence? Because I know some people say, oh, yeah, he was taken out by Skull and Bones. Come on, man. You know how they would have to get all this stuff like this? No, that organization's being used. Trust me. So his card sits in that 49 space, and there's the 49th card, and this is the spirit spread, right? This is the God spread, if you will, the divine spread. And Poseidon is the devil's pitchfork. Poseidon is Brahma in the Vedic traditions, which is the creator god. Which is, it's the G in G-O-D. G stands for generate. That is Poseidon. Because Poseidon rules the waters, and the water breaks before the baby comes out of the mother's womb. That's why. So we can easily go to his astrological chart, and I will be going through this in a big way. Well, not in a huge way, but I'm going to be showing you some highlights of this and how this is his spirit card and his birthday card, and that is an exact match to Emmanuel, which is the word for Jesus. Why do you think he wears a cross? Not your Jesus, though. The other Jesus. It wouldn't be your Jesus, I know. The other one. Like, there is another one. But anyway, let's keep going with this. I'm going to come back to the astrological chart in just a minute to show you the script playing out through his life. Here is his full birth certificate name with his mother's maiden name on the back end. This is the value of adding both parents that come together to create you as a human being. And he has a 97, and that is a prime number. And that matches the words black sun. I mean, the prince of darkness, the black sun, are you seeing this? Scripted reality. You're going to see it in his astrological chart. So let's get into See You on the Other Side. It's off of his album Osmosis. There it is right there. Song number two. Two meaning duality. Well, it was released on October 23rd, and that's the Queen of Hearts card, the 12th card in the deck. These queens all sit in the sign of Pisces. All of them. All the queens operate through the fish, and this is the fish, the Vesica Piscis. You're going to see that, right? There it is. She's right there, and it's going to sit right here in his 12th house, and there's his sun. There's his Mercury, there's his Zeus, there's his Mars. He's got four celestials in his 12th house, and he's got Scorpio, the black sun, the sun in Scorpio with Mercury, the little devil horns. That's what this is, the See You on the Other Side, this album. This is what came to my mind. So when you go to the master life spread now, we did solar spread 76. For his death day, if we just go to the boilerplate chart that starts it all off, this is ground zero, and this is the divine spread. I already showed you, there's that 10 of spades. Well, look at what's sitting in the master life spread. It's the Queen of Hearts, which is the Queen of Dreams. And it's tied to Neptune, Poseidon. Poseidon being the dreamer, because Poseidon in the tradition of the Greek, Poseidon is the god of earth, because Poseidon got the water. And it's got a pitchfork, the devil's pitchfork. Zeus' brother got the heavens. Hades got the underworld. Neptune got the water. That's why it runs the birth. That's why we're in maritime law. So See You on the Other Side album, I mean, See You on the Other Side, the album Osmosis, comes out on October 23rd, which is the Queen of Hearts, which sits in that same space, which matches the death position of 322 Skull and Bones. See You on the Other Side? I mean, it doesn't get any more scripted than that. And if we go back to his solar spread 76, he passes at the age of 76, which is ruled by Poseidon. Here is his card again, Two of Diamonds, sitting right there. Just sitting right there. See You on the Other Side. When I go here now, I want to find, because he's sitting in the Neptune-Neptune space, Neptune horizontally, Neptune vertically. This is the space for Poseidon all on its own. Well, now I want to get the, what is this Poseidon card? Well, you start from here and you got to go left to right, top to bottom. I mean, right to left, excuse me, top to bottom. So we can't go any farther here, so we have to go up to the top. And this is, would be his Mercury card. Mercury, Venus, Mars, come down to the Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. He literally has, ladies and gentlemen, this is how dialed in this man's life is and was. His death card, dying on the 22nd of July, which is the Six of Clubs, is his spirit card. How did I get his spirit card? You go to the card chart. Here is the master life configuration. There is his Two of Diamonds. And all we have to do is come over to the master spirit and look to the same space. And there's the Six of Clubs. This is the messenger card. Yeah, well, what was his message? Music. And he has the 62. Which is Jesus. Emmanuel is the very first time Jesus is mentioned in the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 7, verses 14. And that is one of the reasons why this symbol is worn. Tony Iommi wears it. Many superstars wear the cross. You'll see it throughout music all over the place. Because it is a symbol of reincarnation and Jesus. That's why it's super powerful. Are you seeing this? So his Neptune card is his spirit card and it's his death card. And he's sitting in the space of Neptune, Poseidon. Come on, man. Scripted reality, ladies and gentlemen. I covered this in The Fame Monster. Big shout out to all you Patreon members. Exclusively on Patreon, I had a decode called The Fame Monster. It was highlighting Lady Gaga's album, The Fame Monster. Notice she has a cross for the letter T. What do you think this symbol means? Reincarnation. Who is the most famous theological character in the world? Emmanuel. It came before Jesus. Jesus is a Greek-Roman name. This is a Hebrew, Jewish name. And the original numerology matches the Fame Monster. Who is the Fame Monster? Emmanuel, who wants to be famous. That is why this symbol has so much power. People don't look at these things because most people are not interested in code breaking. You have the eyes to see it now. So when you get to his astrological chart, and we could go gangbusters with this, but I'm going to keep this presentation short. I want to point out the obvious things here. And I want to be clear. I'm using the most accurate astrology system that you can use, masteringthezodiac.com. It's actually a blend of tropical and sidereal. Tropical are the 12 houses. Sidereal, the true sidereal, are the actual sizes of each zodiac sign. They are not all the same sizes. So you must use this system to get the most accurate results. Well, the dead giveaways, some of them, is his Rahu position. His Rahu is in the sign of Aries, which is identity. I have keywords around the wheel to give you an idea of what this means. Desire. He was born in 1948, which is the year of the rat. The rat is the first sign in Chinese. Aries is the first sign in astrology, traditionally. So what is this saying? His desire was to be a leader in whatever career that was chosen for him, which obviously was music and songwriting. So you come up to his 10th house of his career, and there's Poseidon. And it's in Virgo. And Virgo means legacy. Why? Because there are 6 days of creation. And Virgo is the sixth sign. So the last day of creation in Judeo-Christianity, where this cross comes into play, is tied to Virgo. Virgo is perfectionism. Virgo means legacy. And it's not just that he has Poseidon here. Remember, his death card and his spirit card are Poseidon. It's not just Poseidon, but he has Venus, which is love, Aphrodite. The love of creating a legacy. That's what this spells out. He came in with K2 energy. He already had it in his back pocket. Legacy was already in his back pocket. Now he has to do something with it, and he had to be a leader, and he was that. He was the leader with all this information. Now, what's fascinating about his birthday, his Gregorian life path is an 82, which is going to reduce all the way down to the number one, and you're going to go right back to this position in Aries, which is the rat in Chinese, and this is going to have a huge position for Ozzy. The desire to be a leader, to leave a legacy behind. But ladies and gentlemen, 82 is lead. You can do this with your life path. 82 is lead, and lead is Kronos. And his Kronos is sitting literally in the dead center of Leo. And Leo is ruled by the sun, the black sun. Remember, his full birth certificate name with his mother's maiden name is 97. That's the 25th prime number. And black sun is 25. Well, Saturn is known as the black sun. Sitting in Leo, which is ruled by the sun. And then where is the sun located? You just jump right over to Scorpio, and there it is. And Scorpio is the underworld. So he has his sun in the underworld, along with Mercury, which has the symbol of the devil horns. The communication, the way you think, the dark side, the prince of darkness. And to make this even stronger, these are in the 12th house, which is ruled by Poseidon. And that's why I have the Queen of Hearts here. See you on the other side. All of this energy here, these four, Zeus and Mars and Helios and Mercury, they're all in his 12th house of Pisces. Pisces is the fish, and the fish are ruled by Poseidon, the king of the seas, the one that gives birth. The female's water breaks and out pops the baby. That's Pisces, the fish. Two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. And Jesus was a fisherman. Jesus was a fisher of men, born of a virgin, Virgo. He was a fisher of men. What do you think Ozzy's job was? To catch fish. Fans. Not everybody incarnates to play the good character. I really hope those of you that are listening understand what that means. We are entertainment in this reality. And that's what his job was, to entertain, to catch fish as a Jesus character. Not your Jesus, I mean, just the other Jesus. Whatever that means. So, I can keep going with this and give you some more clues on a scripted reality. It was released on October 23rd, which is the 269th day of the year. Well, that I can attach to chemistry again, right? Of course. Not every day on the calendar is going to attach to an element because the elements are going to run out at 294. But this one in particular is element 108, which matches the word cross in Greek. The original word is called staros. It means cross. And of course, Ozzy wears the cross. See you on the other side. The cross is going to fit right inside that vesicapiscus, which is the fish. This is the fish of Christ, the ichthys. This is right here, ruled by Poseidon. It was his spirit and death card. So I'm going to go somewhere with this, right? Where can I go with this? See you on the other side. What is this attached to? Well, again, he's got the cross, right? Huge, they can't miss it. Got the cross. And then this man right here, which has nothing to do with Ozzy, but it has everything to do with it. The architect from the Matrix. This is the guy chosen. He was born on the 269th, 270th day of the year. So why I'm showing you this connection, this is the code that connects. The architect, see you on the other side. What's on the other side? Is it just being put right back into the matrix again? Through reincarnation? I don't know. No one knows. No one knows. But there's a connection here. So we're going to run with this to show you how scripted Ozzy is with this. So see you on the other side. 269th day of the year. That's this element 108, which ties to the cross. He wears the cross. Tied to the architect, his day of the year, his birthday, September 26th. Well, then what I decided to do was what I've done so many times. Let's see. Ozzy passed in Birmingham, England. And this is Hesse, Germany, which is where this element's from. So see you on the other side's tied to Hesse, Germany. He passes in Birmingham, England. See you on the other side. And look at how many miles in between these cities are. 487 miles. Well, can I get a clue there? Sure. There it is. 487 is the 93rd prime number. What is 93? Well, it just so happens to be tied to Neptune, Poseidon. And 93 is tied to the word virgin. This is tied to the Immaculate Conception, right? This is tied to you and me because everybody that's born as a baby comes out as a virgin. So see you on the other side. Are we just reincarnated? Poseidon running the waters, man. The water breaks from the women. Are you seeing this? How is it coming out like this? This ain't the first time I've shown this. I've shown this, I think, 10 times now in all different examples that I can remember. So let's recap this. He has this album come out, which has See You on the Other Side. It's the 269th day of the year, which is the 108th element, which is tied to the cross. He wears the cross. This man was born on the 269th day of the year. He's the architect. And then when in between Germany, where that element was discovered, and Birmingham, where Ozzy just passed, is 487 miles, which is the 93rd prime, which is tied to Neptune, the creator god that gives birth to people because it runs the waters, the devil's pitchfork. Are you seeing this? ridiculousness. And I cover this in my Prison of Jesus, where we went into and used the square root of 3, because that is the vesica piscis. And it clearly said, we're all the beast. Who's the beast? The number of a man. That's you and me. We get born into this world, we are the beast. The carbon beast. And when you take 75 digits into the square root of 3, it adds up to 330, which is exactly the neutrons, protons, and electrons of Neptune 237. 330. There's the 33. 33 is the vertebrae that goes up your spine. The crucifixion. 33. See? Wearing the cross. It's just so ridiculous, man, how like embedded this code is. And I showed this on the Prison of Jesus, where the flower of life is tied to astrology. There's the vesica piscis, there's the ichthys, and the square root of 3 is tied to pi, because pi is 2 circles, which are the radius. And when you add them all up, you get 487, which is the 93rd prime. This right here, this symbol, is copper and antimony. I cover it. If you want to go recap this, go watch my Prison of Jesus. It'll break it all down for you. This is the center point. This is the eye. This is reincarnation. This is the fish. This is your eternal life over and over and over again. So we're getting to the tail end of this, and I just want to show you from the Master Life Spread, and this will, you can do this, every single one of you should know your spread. You find your card, and you go from right to left, top to bottom, and of course I want to find his Neptune card, right? So this is his birth card. This is ground zero. This is your zero birthday. Before you turn one, you use the Master Life Spread. There is his card, December 3rd. And here is his Neptune card right there. Again, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. He's got the 8 of spades. And wouldn't you know it, folks, that when you add up his birth card and his spirit card, he gets the 47, which is the 8 of spades card? Do you realize the odds of this, like, how dialed in this guy's code is, and anybody that is a 2 of diamonds? I mean, this man dies with the Neptune code, and he has the Neptune card as the 8 of spades, which is what his birth and spirit card add up to. His death card is the spirit card. This is Emmanuel. This is Jesus right here. The dark side. And now what this is leading to is being born back into bondage. So does it mean that when you're born back into, or see you on the other side, it's just back into the game of life again? Is this just Hotel California? Well, you got to be the judge of that. I'm not here to force anything on you. I'm just merely here to present you the information. But these are the tools that we use as code breakers. So I have a few more slides here to show you. So because this other, it's Aussie Other Side Decoded, I'll see you on the big standout is Other Side. Well, I'm going to take that 36. I'm going to go into the string of the golden ratio, because our reality is made up of the golden ratio, the spiral. Everything goes in circles. And I'm going to find that 36, and there it is. And the total addition is 157. Right there. And this 157 is tied right to the vesica piscis again. So let me narrate this for you. See, this scripture in the Old Testament is talking about the womb. This is where the matrix, the word matrix, comes from. This is Latin now. This is the 73 books of the Latin Vulgate, the Catholic, the official Catholic Bible. Well, the word for matrix or womb is vulvam, and there it is in the Latin cipher, 64. Well, you just bring chemistry back into it, and there it is. It's the GD element, the God element. And there's the average weight of gadolinium, the 157, which is right there. I'll see you on the other side. Yeah, what's the other side? Is it just being right back on the television screen again? Do we go to a different dimension? Or is it just reincarnation? Because this right here is not only the fish that so many people are obsessed with in Christianity, but it's the vesica piscis, which this is the portal. And right there in between is the axis of 3.14. You're just taking the perfect circle and you're cutting it in half, and that's 3.14 divided by 2 is 1.57, and there it is. So the center point is the pupil, the bullseye. But this is the right and left-hand sides. That's why Jesus tells you, oh, cast your nets to the right side of the boat. Very specific. Why? Because the right side is the side of the emotions. This is the center point. But the fish is the right and left side, both. I'll see you on the other side. Yeah, I'll see you on television. I'll see you back on the television screen. And what makes this even more dominant, ladies and gentlemen, the ridiculous scripted reality that we live in, this is Ozzy singing on stage in England on July 5th. They're back to the beginning concert. The very last time that they played, and the last song that they ever played was Paranoid. So get this, ladies and gentlemen. Paranoid is the last song chosen, which was their first big hit, off of their second album, Paranoid. And the B-side is The Wizard, which has got a total numerology of freaking 64, which is right here, which is the freaking womb, man. I'll see you on the other side. And then the last song chosen to play for this sold-out arena is Paranoid. Do you realize what would have to go in to construct this consciously to get these outcomes the way they're coming out like this? To me, it's impossible. Because Sharon said it took a year to put this thing together. They're not sitting down trying to construct in the code like this. The 64. And on top of that, ladies and gentlemen, the last slide I'll show you. We go back to other side. Remember, this is the last song that he plays live ever. And it's on July 5th. And this is the July 5th card. The Ten of Diamonds. The completion. The mastery of money. The mastery of materialism. And it's just the 36 card, which matches other side. See, the last song, I'm going to the other side. I'm going to play my last song, which is Paranoid, which the B-side is The Wizard. The other side. This kind of wraps up the whole Vesica Piscis and the Prison of Jesus. I mean, this has been a series now. So I'd love to hear what you think, what you saw. And it's all about loving here, man. You know, like this is a tribute. This is not anything to belittle Ozzy. So your comments, please respect with your comments. Have some dignity. You don't have to agree. But it's all about loving here, you know? We don't have to argue. You don't have to agree with these outcomes like this. And I'm just scratching the surface. I could have went way deeper. But I just put this together today to give you some information because I had a lot of people request it. And I know there was a lot of other great things that people have seen besides what I'm showing you. So if you saw something differently, add it in. But that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.